presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, Peter here with Gamertag Radio episode, I don't even know. It's been such a crazy, hectic event
93.
Here.
93. I'm going to go 93.
Maybe 890. I don't know. We're just going to just keep rolling with it. Anyways, I'm here with the good folks at Ubisoft once again, and I'm here to check out Brawlhalla. Introduce yourself, please.
Hey, I'm Matt Woomer, and I'm the director of Blue Mammoth Games, and we're a little studio in Atlanta, and we make Brawlhalla.
All right, so you guys have been around for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So you guys originally are, and I kind of remember the announce over at PAX back in 2014. And now, here we go, 4 or 5 years later, guys with the big dogs here at Ubisoft.
I appreciate you remembering the 2014. That was, we came in on 2014 and we were like, okay, is anybody going to like this? You know, it was like the true meaning of PAX. You know, what you're supposed to be doing with PAX is really taking the game out there and being like, so what do people think? You know, that was, and so that was a lot of fun. And that was 2014 we did, and we've been to every, I think we've been to just about every PAX since then.
So.
and it's just grown up and up and up. It's been really cool.
What's that like? Cause like you go from being an indie studio, basically you guys are in your closets or in your offices or your garage. And now, you know, you guys are at Ubisoft. That's gotta be huge. Not just to the ego, but you know, just that's gotta be good for the company in general.
It's been super good. So really we got Brawlhalla to a stage, this was maybe last year, maybe 18 months ago, where we were kind of looking around and saying, okay, how big can an indie studio get as a fighting game? You know, and we're thinking about what our ambitions are and how we want the game to be like. We want it to be an iconic game. We want it to be a game that people think about when, you know, like we think about Street Fighter, you know, don't tell anybody that's our ambition, but that's secretly our ambition. So it's like, how do we kind of take it to that next level? And we needed a partner. We really needed somebody. You know, there's just so many things that we can't do when we're, you know, a 20 or 30 person studio. And so then we joined up with Ubisoft last year, and it's been really fantastic. And here I am sitting with you.
I can imagine. Like, how much have things changed? Like, are, aside from, you know, yes, you got Ubisoft resources now, but how has that helped change you guys in general?
Well, the biggest change has been, one, the ability to get the word out about anything. You know, when we do something, it's like, it's not just us, it's Ubisoft helping out. And then the other part is things like integration, things like first-party relationships. You know, it's like when we have a problem or have something, we've got some power in our corner now, which is, you know, I mean, you know how it is for indies.
Absolutely.
Everything is a fight. So that's been really great. You know, in this Adventure Time integration,
yes.
You know, that came about as a result of those relationships. And so it's been really fantastic.
Fantastic. I want to talk about something. I don't know how much of our listeners are really ingrained in the Brawlhalla-verse here, but
sure.
BCS, you guys have a championship series.
We do.
That's so cool. Now you guys have this pro series going on. Let's talk more about that, because I don't know if people are aware that, you know, Brawlhalla has like $50,000 tournaments and things like that.
No, that's absolutely right. Well, esports has been really fun for us,
right?
Because you know we got it started, we got the game started, and we're like, all right, is this going to support an esports scene? You know, you don't start with an esports scene.
No.
You start with building up the community, and so then we started building esports for the community, right? Where it's like, okay, let's have tournaments for folks and let's support, and that got bigger and bigger, and so then we did our world championship in 2000, first one in 2016, I think, is when we did our first world championship.
Yes.
And it's really been extraordinary. It's really been incredible, like, sort of watching that community grow, watching people become Brawlhalla professionals isn't the word for it. You know, I want to be super careful with that because you know how esports is.
Right.
But people who are committed, who identify as Brawlhalla players, of Brawlhalla esports competitors. And so when we have our world champion, we had our fourth world championship, we have our fourth world championship coming up, and it's people coming around from all over the world. And when somebody shows up to your world championship from Saudi Arabia, and you're like, I'm flattered that you're here.
From Atlanta,
you know,
and you guys,
you came from Saudi Arabia, you came from Sweden, you came from Australia to do this. This is, it's really fantastic. But yeah, and the other thing about esports is it just grows. You know, we just sort of pacing out how big to get. You know, so we'll do, you know, we're doing the World Championships. Now we're doing the Pro Series.
Right.
And Pro Series has been a lot of fun because that's our first time of actually saying, okay, let's have tournaments that are really organized around the very, very top players,
right,
so that we can tell storylines a little more. That's been surprisingly successful. Obviously not surprising to our esports guy, but a little bit surprising to me just how well that worked. It's been really cool.
All right, so, and I know you mentioned this earlier, but I want to talk a little bit more about the Adventure Time announcement. Finn!
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah, that's what we said. That is literally what we said. It's funny how much of the Adventure Time stuff came out of our artists' enthusiasm. You know, when we started talking to Cartoon Network,
mm-hmm.
You know, our art team is like mocking stuff up and being like, okay, here's what it's going to look like. You know, here's what it could look like inside the game, and just getting people excited. And then when we're doing our trailer, the whole art team basically just like stopped doing everything else for 3 weeks
so that they could
animate the trailer. And yeah, it's been extraordinary. All the integrations have been extraordinary. The Hellboy and the Shovel Knight and Rayman, obviously. They've all been just like this whole new way of inspiring the team to build something
what
new.
What can we do next?
Yeah, and how do we do this? How do we take this character? Because if we're making our own characters, obviously that's really fun, but it's a little bit like you think to yourself, well, we've done it before, mm-hmm. we'll do it again, and we'll do it in the same way. But then when Jake comes along, and it's like Jake is completely different from anything else that's ever been in Brawlhalla, and the art team has to be like, and the design team, how do we even do this? And it's funny because it really makes people stretch, and it really makes people, and we really kind of wind up saying, okay, we're not doing a skin, we're reinventing a kind of, you know, we're taking this character's gameplay and putting it on this whole new concept. We're really bringing the character in, and so we've had to add a lot of tech to make it work.
Thank you, Ubisoft.
A lot of everything. That's right. Anyway,
that's good. So, and that's out now, right?
That came out yesterday, and
fantastic.
Their community response has been incredible.
I wanted to ask, how has that initial response been?
You may have heard me yelling, screaming in the conference,
but
that was you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you doing that. The community response has been huge, and it's such a natural fit. I think is the reason for it. You know, it's like when we were thinking about how to do this trailer. You know, we came up with certain ideas, and then the main idea, I don't know if you remember the trailer, but the part of the trailer where it's just like, Finn is so happy to be here.
Yeah.
This is his heaven, yes, too, you know?
Like,
this is heaven for warriors. Finn is exactly the kind of person who would want to go to Brawlhalla, and so, like, emphasizing that in the trailer is just, I don't know, it's been a lot of fun.
Good. I can tell you guys have been super stoked and enjoying this.
I've been, this is
probably my favorite interview right now of E3. We've been here since Saturday. So thank you very much. Folks that want more information on not just Brawlhalla, but everything else, where do they go?
Well, for Brawlhalla, obviously we have everything at Brawlhalla.com, Brawlhalla.everything, Brawlhalla.twitter, Brawlhalla in your Twitter, Brawlhalla in your Facebook, Brawlhalla in your everything. And it's free to play. So really the best way to find out about Brawlhalla is just grab it. It's free to play. It's real free to play. Jump in and just give it a shot.
All right. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Hey, everybody,
folks, go check it out. It's amazing.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.